Bruce Potter, Integrated Pest Management Specialist.
Bruce, you released an article today having to do with the later than usual spring field work, whether it's tillage or planting. It coincided with a large number of black cutworm moths that are coming up from the south, and why you think that there could be an increased risk to crops in some areas. Explain, first of all, why the delayed field work is having an impact on black cutworm populations.
Well, the reason for the delayed field work is when those cutworm moths come up here, what the females are looking for to lay their eggs are fields that have small green weeds. Typically, the most attractive stuff is reduced tillage soybean residue, fields that have a history of early emerging weeds like lamb's quarter, those sorts of things, and some of the other winter annuals. That's where those moths will seek out to lay eggs. And once you have that tillage done in the spring, those fields become less attractive for egg laying. The problem we've got this year is twofold. One is that in many areas, very little tillage has been done. And secondly, we're getting quite a few cutworm moths come up over the past week, more than we've had come up for the past several years. So it's been a pretty strong flight out of the southern plains.
As far as the timing of this year's flights compared to other springs, is this later than normal? Is it a larger number than average?
It's probably later than we see in a lot of years. I know last year we saw our first cutworm moths in the 10th or 12th of May or of April, something like that. This year, they didn't start till the very last week of April, and then this big flight started to come up in on April 30th. We started to pick them up in our pheromone traps, and it's kind of continued through the week. I'd expect with where this weather is coming up today, so on the backside where we had some thunderstorms, that sort of thing, we're going to have more moths drop out. So it's a pretty efficient transport system. What they'll do is get in these low-level jets. They can make it from Mexico, South Texas, up to Minnesota in a couple days that way.
And with the weather forecast and expected more delays, I see here that you talked about corn and sugar beets in particular that could be vulnerable. Is that because with the late weed emergence that anything green coming up would be attractive to these moths, and we'll probably see corn and sugar beets as some of the first emerging crops?
Well, the reason is that they have a pretty wide host range of crops that they'll feed on, but I mentioned corn and sugar beets in particular because those crops are more sensitive to yield loss if there's a reduced stand. Soybeans, for example, even though black cutworms are a pest of soybeans, we don't typically see as many yield problems with those just because soybeans can compensate for those reduced stands and the planting populations a lot higher in the field. The crop is not the attractive thing. It's what's there for weeds. We're seeing some issues with some of the cover crops. If those are green, those are attractive for egg laying. So it's the field. They kind of tend to like lower areas in fields, those sort of things. So it's the landscape, and it's what's out there for what those female moths think are going to be a good food source for the larvae.
So based on the circumstances you've described, what do you want farmers to be thinking about right now? What should they be doing?
Well, I think one thing is that as this corn emerges, guys are going to be out there doing some scouting, evaluating stands, looking at weed control. But pay particular attention early in the season. Some of the first signs of this of a cutworm infestation isn't going to be cut plants. It's going to be holes in some of the leaves, kind of pinhole feeding, notches out of the leaves. If you see early emerging lamb's quarter starting to disappear all on their own, those are all things to key in on. They're pretty easily controlled with insecticide, so we don't recommend any insurance applications more more or less just rely on scouting and treating infestations where they occur.
Anything else on this, Bruce?
No, I think what we're going to do for the rest of the spring here is we're going to be watching. We've got a pretty good network of cooperators manning pheromone traps out there. We're going to keep looking at when these flights are coming in, where they're coming in, and as the spring progresses, we're going to start modeling and predicting where when damage could start, when eggs are going to hatch, when feeding stops, and when that those cutworms have developed far enough along that they're not going to be a threat to the crop anymore. We can do that all with temperature models. Fortunately, black cutworms have the same base temperature of 50 degrees as your corn crop out there, so it's pretty easy to run the weather data.